This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Whoa. That's a tad on the hot side. Welcome back to another session of Saturday. Wow, can we start all over?
Let's go.
Ready? Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, I know there's a gazillion other shows you could be listening to, you could be watching. I appreciate so much that you've tuned into this one. We've got a lot going on. Hearts and prayers are going out to those, you know, who lost loved ones again. Now I know some of you go, no, you know, your hearts and prayers aren't helping. Well, grinding down guns ain't going to help either. No, it's really that simple. Five were killed in a shooting in a newsroom in Annapolis, Maryland. The gunman's, he mutilated his fingers. Probably seen it in some movie, you're going to find out. He mutilated his fingers to keep them from figuring out who he was, or who he is, for that matter. So five people were killed, two others were injured, and it was a targeted attack, okay, on the Capital Gazette in Annapolis, Maryland, earlier today. The unidentified subject is in custody. But, you know, again, it's like I always say when these things happen. You can't keep jump on this, right? You can't keep pounding away at this when we don't have the information. We don't have all the information we need. So anyhow, it's just, you know, again, let's not get crazy. Prayers go out to the community. Prayers go out to the people involved in this. Family members who've lost loved ones, who actually have people sitting in a hospital right now in a bad way. We pray for them as well. So I do so much appreciate the time. Now listen, some of you who have access to Facebook, if you head over to the Facebook page, I got a video up there. And maybe I can play it later on, you can see what it is, but you know, I think it's wonderful. It's one of the few things that I go with the RNC and I go, oh, the Republican National Committee did something right. They put up an ad with all the nasties. You know, the love Trumps, hate people. The ad slams the Democrats for the nasties and the violence that they call for across the country. You know, and they call out President Trump for being the instigator of all this, which I find just so amusing. And there's none, no proof whatsoever that he's instigated any of this. I mean, when he says certain things, right, they say, well, he's nasty and he's mean, and he's the one that causes all the angst, all the aggravation, all the violence. And they can call for it all day long. Maxine Waters and others like her. Right? Come on. And then the loving left, again. This is great. People need to calm down. The co-chair of the Women's Women for Trump, she received death threats after she had her CNN appearance. I mean, think about that. So she's asking people to calm down, relax. Let's work this through. Let's talk. So, but no. Let's not do that. We don't want to do anything that's going to help make things better. And then, don't you, am I the only one you guys find that amazing? Anyway, she said, I've gone on CNN for years. Last week, the hate was ratcheted up to a level I have never seen before. After the segment, she tweeted about threats and received a response from CNN's April Ryan, a member of the White House press corps, who called her a liar and a hater. Of course. That's how you respond. See, we need to start doing that to them on a regular basis. Right? You are a hater. April Ryan tweets. Now remember, Donald Trump's the only one that has the hateful tweets, right? You're a hater. Look in the mirror. Folks don't get this stuff. It's catching up to you, isn't it, you liar? Oh, what a sweetheart, isn't she? Here's a woman that's received death threats. Can you imagine? Right? Can you imagine if it was the other way around? And it's and April Ryan, isn't she? She's the African American woman that Sarah Sanders got a little huffy with, a little strong with, and they said it was because she was a black woman. See what we've come to? The left is always the victim. The left is always the recipient from a lie from a Republican. We are no longer Americans. We're the people who want everybody to be human beings. They'll stick up for Ms. 13 before they stick up for a woman that's had death threats on her. Amy Kramer, the one I was talking about, she said, to the haters, thanks for your tweets, emails, and phone calls. Keep it up because you inspire me to continue my support of Donald Trump. We will make America great again in spite of your vile, vicious, imbecilic behavior. Bless your hearts, and I'll pray for you all. Now that's that's what happened. The demons came to the surface. They couldn't control themselves anymore. It's just what?
She's Southern.
Yeah, isn't she? No kidding. It's just, again. These are the people that keep talking to us about love trumps hate. Right? How much better than they are than we are? How much better they control themselves and handle themselves and treat us? You know what? They're the liars. The reason liars are they're so delusional, they don't know the difference. But let's see if Corey Duncan can help me break it down after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Corey will be with us in a bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, did everybody get their hats like I told them to? Did they do? Did you do what I told you to do? Probably most of you didn't. Because joining me in just a second, not right now, because he'll try to take over the show, and I don't hear the end of it, and you know what I'm saying? Is Corey Duncan joins us, and you know what today is? Do you have any clue? Come on, anybody? Shut up, you. Now, he tells me it's his birthday, but I think he just wants free gifts, okay? Because I haven't seen no birth certificate. There's not no pictures with crazy stuff going on. Happy birthday, Mr. Duncan. What are you, like, 62 today? I got to ask. Did you hear any of that? Are you there with me? Did you hear any of that?
Yeah.
Did you hear
any
of
that? I can hear you now, sir.
You can hear me now. So you didn't hear me call you like 62 years old?
No, I didn't hear you call me 62 years old, and I'm glad that I didn't get to hear you call me 62 years old.
All right. So we're going to start this again. Shut up and listen. Right? This is for you.
Okay.
Come on, everybody sing along to Corey. Although, you don't want me to sing. Come on, Corey, is everybody dancing around you? What are you laughing for? You know? I'm boycotting Stevie Wonder and Brian Seltzer, or I'd have prayed one of their two. But I thought it was so apropos because this is live from Russia. He recorded this. So, you know, considering what's going on today and everything else, and considering we're celebrating your 62nd birthday, I just thought it would be good to have Paul McCartney on because he's about your age too, right?
You know, what I'll say to this, I want to thank everyone for all of the birthday wishes. I'm here spending my birthday with my family. And the beautiful Anna, and I just want to say thank the Lord for blessing me to see another year, and I'm live to see 49, and I'm just truly blessed, and I just want to thank everyone. But Joe, I want to say you are one of my closest friends. Thank you, Tammy, and to all the people in the chat room. But I cannot wait because you got 3 more months before I pull the plug on you on my show. So it's okay coming to SiriusXM Satellite. We're gonna straighten all of that out.
Do you believe he's 49? You really?
Yeah, I do.
Did he show you a birth certificate?
I don't need to see it. I trust him.
Just thought I'd ask. That's all. All right. Well, Corey,
why don't you get the night job?
This is my night shop, don't you know? So listen, since you've been coming on the show, really seriously, I've enjoyed your perspective, I've enjoyed your point of view, I definitely enjoy your enthusiasm because you don't hold anything back, and that's what we want. We don't want people on the show that are worried about what they're going to say or what other people are going to think, because the reality is until we start telling each other the truth, until we start actually dealing with each other the way we're supposed to, we're not going to fix anything, are we?
No, absolutely not. We're not going to fix anything. What we have to do is start, as I always say, as to teach about history and then also teach about educating our young youth about what's going on in this country and that the fact that, not to be followers and to be leaders instead of us getting together and only talking about certain things or just to be, what I always like to say, be a... What is it, Anna, that I like to always say about, you know, I'm getting old, I forgot.
I was going to know, it's his birthday today, I'm sure you've been drinking too much orange juice.
I'm an activist.
What are you, Obama now? An activist.
Well, you know, I would rather be an activist than a community organizer. A community organizer is just a bum that lives in somebody's basement until they turn 35 or 40 and living off their mommy. Or to get elected president.
I know. I knew she was going to go there. So, listen, what do you think about the Democrats screaming that they want to do away with ICE? You know, we can't have ICE because they're nothing but the Gestapo. They're just like the SS was in the days of Germany. We can't have them out there. They don't stand for American principles. Do you want to throw up when you hear these people speak or what?
Well, the thing of it is that they continue to fight and fuss about things like that because they, you know, they want to bring the false narrative that they continue to come across the border with the help of the Democrats, and that's called treason. And they should have been locked up a long time ago because they're telling them how to break the law. So the thing of it is the more and more that you tell them how to break the law, then that's not right. I mean, that's just totally, that's criminal. And the thing of it is that they're invaders. They're not immigrants, and they're definitely not refugees. So why are we housing them in these tent cities? We're right back to where we started at with Castro, when Castro kicked all of the people out of Cuba, and they came in and they put them under the bridges down in Atlanta. I mean, in Miami, and we're right back to that. It's like history repeating itself again. But President Trump is headed in the right direction. He has to continue to stay the course and continue to enforce the law to the T, right? And that's what he needs to do. And these Democrats that sit up and they talk about to get rid of ICE, ICE is doing their job, because I tell you what, if it's not ICE, it's going to be the United States military, but I'm proud to have been served.
And by the way, thank you for your service, and in your old age, I'm sure you'll get plenty of gifts for all of that. So we'll just, it's your birthday, so you know I'm not letting up, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But I can tell you like this: the good Colonel has a lot of good friends back there in Texas. I want to say hello to all of my family that's back there that's tuned in tonight. You know, I'm just truly blessed, and I'm blessed with a wonderful lady here, Anna, that's right in my corner. And you know, you know, one thing of it is that, you know, behind every good man stands a good woman, and that you know, I'm truly blessed about that, and also blessed about you and Tammy and everyone else that supports me and supports you and supports Anna and that supports this movement for what we need to support it for. And that's to move forward and to start making things happen and stop sitting up and continue to bash each other, because we have different thought process about getting things done. And our thing is not about talking to people of our generation. It's about talking to the youth, because that's where it starts at, right there.
Well, you got to reach the youth. I mean, look, Hitler knew, and he said it plenty of times, that if they get the youth, they get the country. And that's what they're doing right now, is look at what they've done to the youth in this country over the last 3, 4, 5 decades, you know. And we have to go for commercial break. So you're going to have to be quiet for a minute. We'll be back in a second. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. Back with more with Corey Duncan right after this. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven, powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky with the very latest on the deadly shooting in Annapolis, Maryland at a newspaper office.
There are several people who have died from this incident, and
Several others are injured.
The gunman being grilled by police. Detectives say the man opening fire at a building in Annapolis, Maryland, killing five people at a newspaper called Capital Gazette. This writer says there's no security at the building or in the parking lot.
It's a very open scene, and a man with a shotgun could do a lot of damage with very little effort.
Meanwhile, Maryland Governor Republican Larry Hogan praising police for their extremely quick response.
Our emergency response team they did an incredible job. The fact that they responded within 60 seconds, I want to give serious praise to Anne Arundel County and the city of Annapolis.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
This is my aunt. She's come to talk over some old family matters.
Oh, you
don't want an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him back in. I know you tune in for him, not for me tonight. I get it. I got it. I understand it. I can tell by the chat room. Corey Duncan joins us, and everybody at the same time. You got to sing happy birthday to him, but not on my show. Do it when it's over. You know, send him. It's Corey Duncan on Facebook, and what you want to do is, you want to get on there, and you want to sing happy birthday. So as many of you that should, you should find him on Facebook and sing to him, right? You there?
Yes, sir. Thank you for allowing me to appear again. I'm not on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Corey
right, well,
Duncan on Twitter.
Then we're going to give out your Twitter handle so that they can so they can sing to you. You want them to sing to you, right?
Yes, go ahead. You can sing.
Not me. I don't sing to you.
Well, I'd like to thank you for having me and Hannah on the show this week. Hannah, anything that you'd like to say in my behalf?
We're excited that, you know, we're continuing the movement, and we're faced up against some issues currently, but we have good news. I think the retirement of Judge Kennedy is one great one. And you know, we continue the movement. Nothing's stopping us. We're excited, and you know, we support our president, and most of all, we support our country.
Yeah, you know what?
We have an audience. We have an audience.
I can tell. And I just want to know when they're going to cut the cake. That's all I really care about. I don't care about anything else.
We already cut the cake.
We say this
for you. When you put your partial in, then you can probably eat some of it. You know.
So, hey, what do you think, you know, there's all this love Trump's hate stuff, right? You got Maxine Waters out there, and she telling people, you know, when you find, no matter where you find them, you have to harass these people. They're out in front of, what's his name, Mitch McConnell's house, who has absolutely no way to change the executive order, and they're out in front of his house, they're protesting. I mean, these people really gone off the deep end now, haven't they?
Yes, they've gone off the deep end. Maxine Waters is a complete idiot to begin with. And the whole thing of it is that with Maxine Waters, it should have been put out. You've been silenced by Congress to begin with. And the whole thing of it is that you can't. You have to continue on doing what you are. You know, continue to fight her because she's nothing but a liberal to begin with. I mean, you know, let's be a little bit smart about what we're doing here.
Well, I love how she really, really tells people that she's for the little people and she's for this. She's not even registered to vote in the area that she looks over. Okay, she's got a $4.8 million home. She, in her district alone, I mean, really, seriously, her gang turf has matched free turf in her area. So this is as much area in her district that is controlled by gangs as controlled by the police. And over the last 3 years, there's been over 336 murders just in her, the area that she oversees. Not the area that she lives in, the area that she oversees. Isn't she a loving one?
Well, that's like the same thing as Elijah Cummings. Elijah Cummings is the same type of person. You know, you have these kind of people that's like that. I mean, congratulations to another liberal activist in Baltimore City that was put back as state's attorney again, Marilyn Mosby.
How does that happen? Oh,
yeah,
come
right.
on. They rigged the machines, right?
Right, and she ran as you know as a you know landslide victory, and she shouldn't have had a landslide victory to begin with because she's about you know she was a poor state's attorney to begin with. But see, that's the things when you give away freebies and you take and you know a person one kills a police officer and then you take and go and get them out and then put them back on probation. The same person, that's how the person committed the crime because they was on probation. So, you know, it's a lot of you still get what you pay for because that's just what they want in these liberal cities that look like Beirut.
But wait a minute. She won by a landslide?
She won by a landslide.
Oh.
And then you had Ben Jealous who's trying to run, and he's talking about putting immigrants in college off of taxpayers' money for free, illegal immigrants. So the thing with this is, when do you stop this idiotic thinking and thought process? Because it continues to go on and go on. And like I told you before, until we start taking and making some changes with our youth and getting them involved in these politics and changing these silly laws and the way that people are getting away with things, you have to change it. And you have to start somewhere. But, you know, a lot of us just want to be activists, continue to talk about the same thing every night, every day, and say nothing and do nothing. You know, as my beautiful partner here would say, you know, if you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes. So that's what you did.
I like, by the way, I like that line very much. And it's true. Yeah.
Well, you know, when you have a bunch of idiots, what they always tell you, you know, my cliche, that was Anna's, and mine is, you know, you deal with a bunch of people that got enough mold on their brain and might make a pint of penicillin. That's why they are who they are, because they're a bunch of idiots to begin with. But, you know, when you're served up this thing about trying to take and change things, and the same things have been the same way for the last 5 or 10 years, I mean, putting Marilyn Mosby back in, it just shows just how ignorant and stupid, well, not stupid, but more ignorant how they are.
Joe, I have a quick comment. You know, you initially asked how does that happen? How do we reelect these people? But you know what happens? It's the same thing that happened in New York with the Alexandria Cortez Ocasio-Cortez, where 700 voters were supposed to show up at the precinct to vote for this election, but only 27,000 people showed up, and they're the ones that created this upset, right? So we're looking at what, 3% of the voting population that are in charge of electing officials nowadays. I bet you it's the same thing that happened in Baltimore, where, you know, the minority are the ones that are going out there electing all these people instead of all of us going out there and moving pro our conservative candidates. And in my opinion, you know, that's what happens when you allow the minority to rule, which is the way that we've been going in this country for the past few years, where the minorities are the ones that are in charge of making policies, where they're in charge of changing the American way. We saw this with the with the LGBTQIXYZ people, where the 1% or less than 1% are the ones, you know, changing the rules as to where we have, you know, now all sex bathrooms, you know, all genders bathrooms. So it's such a sad situation when we see something like that happen, where you know the person has a terrible record, where you know the person is going to continue to send the county, the state into a downward spiral, but we continue to elect them, but we are electing them by that 2-4% of the populace that is supposed to be going out there and caring for these elections to be able to change the rhetoric. It's not happening, but we're allowing the 3% of the populace to make that change for us.
Well, I think it goes a little bit more. It's not just the percentage. It seems to be the loudest. So what's happened now is it's the loudest ones that are getting the most amount of play. It's the loudest ones that are getting the most amount of attention. I think it's more distraction than it is anything else. Look what's happening, again, with these little protests all across the country over some of the SCOTUS rulings, right? Now, when it was a same-sex marriage ruling from SCOTUS, we were unreasonable, we were terrible people, we were backwards. They don't like what SCOTUS has to say. They protest, and they're exercising their right for free speech. It's a triple standard. Not even a double standard anymore. It's a triple standard now, right?
Oh, yeah. You're absolutely right. I mean, look at what's happening now, right, with the whole abolish ICE and harassing the Trump administration, anyone that works for him. And I can assure you this, and, you know, I hope it doesn't really happen, but we're going to start seeing the same harassment happening to all of us that support the president. You know, all of us that are willing to go out there in the streets wearing, you know, MAGA hats and wearing Trump signs and doing all that. You know, it's bound to happen. It's bound for me that I am one person, at least here in South Florida, that I wear all Trump all the time, for me to be kicked out of a restaurant. We are steps away from that. But you're right. What's writing the people that are causing this are the minority, but the loud minority. And right. And I'll tell you, so that's my opinion.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back more with Corey Duncan and Anna right after this.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, Medical, MEDICAL.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Please answer the question.
Let's just get to it. Corey Duncan joins us like he does every week, and to kind of help us kick it off. Well, he doesn't really help us kick it off. I mean, seriously, but he gets us going. Anyhow, Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure. And please, if you can get rid of your disco ball as I'm playing those promos from 1975, Wolfman Jack, please.
Wow, what are you saying? I don't get it. Anyway.
No part. I'm probably sure some people in the chat room can tell you need to step the game up a little bit.
No. I already get complaints about my 70s music, okay? But nobody ever asks me to shut it off. They just say, you know, Joe, you got that 70s music going on. I mean, I don't get it. Really? You know?
That just proves that you have a lot of character. No matter how crazy you are, you can also always have character. So,
you know? But, I mean, tonight you're supposed to be celebrating your birthday. I figured you guys, you know, you should be enjoying one another. What are you doing on my show? You should put out a little good music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There you go. A little Barry White in the background. Romancing and serenading.
Well, you know, Joe, I like to thank you for having those nice songs on there, but my mom is not on the show tonight. She's listening, but she's not on the show tonight. So you can stop playing those type of songs, okay?
Thank you.
Look, you're telling your age, because I was still sucking on my fudge stickle back then.
All right. If it's the first time you're tuning into the show, it's usually not like this, but it's Corey's birthday, you know, and I don't know how much longer he's going to be around at 62. I don't know what kind of shape he's in. And I just want to make sure that we have as much fun as we can on the show tonight as humanly possible. So, anyhow, you know, go ahead. Okay. I'll let you, you know what's
that? I would like to thank everybody in the chat room wishing their happy birthday if they did or whatever. But my main thing with it is that when you have good friends like Tammy, Messina, you know, and all of the fine people that support us, there's always good. It's always good, and you know, and having a good Lord bless you with good friends. You know, there's somebody Anna I didn't speak of, so you know.
Joe is missing from that statement.
No, exactly. You know what? I'm okay with that. I'm used to the Democrats beating on me. It's okay.
Remember, my friends, you got.
I know.
You got 2.5 months to go.
I know. I'm coming. Hey, so listen. You know, if you were, there used to be this show on PBS, I think it was one of those, you know, what would you do, right? And they set up these things where you're in a restaurant and, you know, somebody's giving like a racial, you know, a black and white couple, they're giving them a hard time and they want to see if somebody will step up and step in and, you know, get involved and get engaged in something that's being done wrong. This Red Hen restaurant, I've never heard of this place before, but Red Hen restaurant. You got Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She's in there. She's asked to leave. If you were in there, if you and Anna were in that restaurant, what would you have done?
Well, first of all, if I was asked to leave, I would be appalled by it, but I would have to, you know, that's the establishment. They don't want me there. Then that's cool. But the thing of it is that imagine if someone did that to a liberal, what would be the charge about it? That it was racist, even if, you know, as we always have, we have the double standard where the left can do things to the right and we just supposed to, I mean, that's what the thing's been for so long, that we sit back and we're allowed to be disrespected and be punched in the mouth about things like this. And, you know, I'm not surprised that this happened, but, you know, we reach a time where a lot of people are not, you know, you can debate, but you don't have to make it personal.
No.
And that's what they're looking to do. They make it personal because of why? Because they have nothing to talk about, and they have nothing to, they have no talking points at all.
No, it seems to be the message of late is resist and be nasty and resist and push back. And I don't know what they're resisting against. I mean, the woman was in the restaurant just trying to eat, trying to support somebody. And they, and you know, and it's amazing how they get away with doing this. But, you know, if you don't bake a cake for a certain group, you can be brought up on hate crimes. That woman did nothing wrong in that. See, and people can get mad at me for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. If I was you and Anna, I would have a ball. You know why? Because I would go into restaurants with my MAGA hat on and my MAGA shirt on, and I would be, you know what I'm saying? Thank you, Jesus, for President Trump. I really appreciate it while I sit here. Because I would poke them and go ahead and throw me up.
Well, you know what? It's just funny that happened today. We went out and we had so many people that were, you know, I'm going to post a picture on, you know, I hope you post it on your page. I got my colonel hat on today, and my campaign cover, and you know, people were spamming me, and like, when first they don't like the fact the Latino lady, a black man, and then they don't like the fact the military man and patriotic woman, and that's what the problem is. You know, the thing of it is that people need to get over it. You know, we you know, if you're not patriot, if you don't have any patriotism, you don't love this country, you don't love God, and you don't love the family, or you don't love capitalism, then why don't you take and go to one of these other countries and you don't have that to worry about?
Well, listen, isn't it interesting, though, that they take for granted that you as a black man and your honey is a Latina has to be a Democrat, has to be against Trump. And if you like Trump or if you're a Republican, then there's something wrong between your ears. You can have no reason for liking the man. And they say that we're fascists, right?
No, they don't know what the word fascist means. But, you know, when you're walking around with a communist guy's picture on your shirt, and right. Everything, but yet you're pushing communism and socialism, but in the same breath, you're talking about that you're a patriot. You know, a lot of these people don't know anything about patriotism. They don't know anything about fighting for their country. They don't know anything about being behind a country, but that's what the problem is. That's what the issue is. And you know, a lot of these people don't understand freedom. They don't cherish it. They just think that it just comes without a price. And the price is that we got a president that's all in, and he's making America first, and he's going to catch it because, one, he's not an establishment, and, two, he's not going to buckle for the left in their games, and he's going to call them on it. And that's why I say that's why he gets total respect from me and my family and my friends.
Yeah, you know, you're exactly right. And, again, we've gotten away from being Americans. You either have to be a liberal Democrat or there's something wrong with you. You're sick. There's something up. And it's too bad because it's gotten to the point where we can't have civil conversations with each other. And it's brewing up and it's getting worse. It's not getting any better. Just like this union thing recently where the Supreme Court came down and basically, I mean, I'm going to whittle it down, but basically said, you know, the unions don't have a right to expect that a company or an organization has to collect their money, and that a union member has to pay the dues because most of them, or a lot of them, don't want to be union members. They want to opt out of the union. So they shouldn't collect money from them to give money to political organizations. Totally against them. And they're going up in arms. They're saying it's against the American way of life. Well, the American way of life has never been to force somebody to do something they don't want to do. At least last I checked. Right?
Absolutely, I totally agree. It should be because you know it's because people, when you think for yourself, people have a problem about that. They want you to be a follower, and they want you to just go along with the program, go along to get along, and that's what the issue is in this country, is that we got too many followers and not enough leaders and not enough educators, and everybody is an activist.
Look,
so sorry, I know I probably stepped on some people's toes, but oh well.
But they only know bits and pieces, Corey, because, you know, look at Anna was talking about earlier, the lady that won in New York, right? I mean, a Democrat socialist who wants to get rid of ICE, wants to get rid of all these things and give you, see, everybody should have a job, a government-issued job if they can't find one. This is not what this, you were talking about what America is not about? It's definitely not about that. You got about a minute.
Hey, man, all I can say is, hey, you know the solution for that? Get a job, get an education, get a job, and provide for your family, and stop taking handouts.
I couldn't have said it better. That's a great line to end on. So I know you need some extra time to blow out all those candles, so I'll let you go here right about now.
Catch me, Corey Perez Duncan, on Twitter. Corey Duncan, 45outlook.com. Thanks, Joe, for having me on for his birthday. Me and Anna appreciate it. And
well, listen,
peace and love to everyone.
You have a great rest of the day. Really, seriously, enjoy yourself. I'm Joe Basile, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, don't go far. I got a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court ruling that was handed down. It's Nifler versus Becerra, and it's where California, they're called crisis pregnancy centers, where they don't provide abortions. They provide counseling. The state said, oh, no, no, no. When the people come in, you have to tell them where they get abortions. There's a lot more to it than that, but I mean, think about that. The state was telling a business how they had to run their business. Never, never end. And it gets crazier. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a little bit. Ow. You there?